It is 18 minutes after 5. I'm joined on the line by Dennis Ryder, who's just called us. He's the DA's Shadow Deputy Minister for Public Works. And he joins me now on the line. Dennis, good afternoon to you. You have some thoughts on the conversation that I've just had with Mr. Mkhunu of the Department of Public Works.
Absolutely, yes. Sure. Thank you very much for putting me on. I was listening with interest when you spoke to Mr. Mkhunu, but I think it's more of the same, and it appears that people who were made, the staff members of the department who were made scapegoats for political decisions that were forced down on them have been let off scot-free because, in fact, they were just following the instructions of their political masters. But the fact that these issues are going to be held as confidential is contrary to the PFMA, the Public Finance Management Act. So sections 54 and 55 speak clearly as to, in which instances information does need to be made public. And we as a DA certainly believe that this information must be made public, and we will be following this up with the department first thing tomorrow morning. We've already written to the minister asking for some information and some clarity, and certainly we will keep the public informed and involved with the process as we find out more.
Well, thank you for that, Dennis. I'm getting, though, a counter-argument on various social media platforms that are saying that, no, this is a relationship between an employer and an employee. The issues around how money was spent are available for anybody to see on the website, but the nature of the settlement between the 12 employees and the Department of Public Works remains a confidential issue between employer and employee. How do you respond to that?
Well, the bottom line is that the Department of Public Works is responsible for spending money that is actually in the public purse.
Yeah.
So it's my money and your money, the taxpayers' money that's going out there. And as I say, the Public Finance Management Act is quite clear and says that where there has been money misappropriated, and it's been clear, it's been found time and time again that the Nkandla deal was fraught with financial irregularities. And the PFMA says that where these financial irregularities have led to disciplinary issues, the details of that must be made public for all to see. So certainly there is certain information that will remain confidential between employer and employee, but the generality of the issue does need to be declared. And as I say, Section 55 is quite clear. It does stipulate what information must be made available, and we will be pursuing the answers. And I mean, the other thing is as well, as I say, it's my personal opinion that a lot of these staff members were made scapegoats for their political masters, I certainly would like to see a list of the names and perhaps track their careers over the next couple of years to see how they get rewarded.
Dennis Ryder is the DA Shadow Deputy Minister for Public Works. Thank you very much for joining us, sir.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. All right. Your thoughts on that? Give me a call on 011-883-07.